Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Umholtz. And as I mentioned before the break, if you're a boomer who loves being active, we all know that's so important to being active, being healthy. It helps keep our minds healthy. Well, then you're absolutely gonna love our guest today. She is Kay Childs. She is a local dance instructor. Her specialty is the shag. So if you're a boomer new to the era and you don't know what dance that is, she can tell you about that. And she has written a book called Life is a Dance, Who's Going to Lead? Welcome, Kay.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here this morning on Let's Talk Boomers. I've known you for several years now. And since we first met, you have taken on this journey, which is so really demonstrative of what we talk about on the show with Let's Talk Boomers, how we go into that next best phase of our lives. And you did that with a book, Life is a Dance, Who's Going to Lead? What is that book?
It's a book made up of 30 little short stories about the experiences that I've had throughout my life, some good, some bad, but all of them center around dancing.
I love that. And everyone loves a story. So you have taken the time really to kind of go back, look at your life, and put this book together. What is the most memorable story that you talk about in the book?
Wow. You know, I've talked with people who said, I picked up the book and I thought I'd read just one. And then they said, I sat there through the whole book. I laughed and I cried. And I thought, well, you know, that's a wonderful thing to hear, because I'm so glad that's the way they felt. And as far as picking out one, I really can't pick out one. There's stories about my grandchildren, stories about my husband leaving me and coming back, and stories about dancing and the people I've met and the fun we've had. Some good and some bad.
So you really talk about a journey that we as boomers have experienced and might be experiencing right now.
I think everybody that's read it has come back and said, you know, Kay, I could relate to every one of those 30 stories. And that made me feel really good.
Mm-hmm. And I bet it helped you as well in terms of looking back at your life and being able to put these thoughts and feelings on paper.
It did. And it was hard. I've heard a lot of people say they enjoyed writing. I'm not sure that I can say I enjoyed it. I was glad to do it and to get it done. And I feel like it did have some things to say to people. And I'm thrilled that it's over.
But now you have this journey of telling your story.
Exactly.
So it's not really over.
No, it's not over. I love it. And now that I'm speaking more for Stonecroft Ministries, which is a non-denominational organization that teaches primarily women who wouldn't go to a church about the love of God, I'm really loving that. And I feel like this is something that's come up at this stage in my life. And I've loved being able to do that and to have the books at this time to have for them to purchase.
Now, when did you start this journey of actually sitting down? Because I know that writing is a discipline. When did you start writing the book?
Probably about 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Okay.
I joined a writer's guild. I was teaching shag at Furman University, and I joined the guild, and that's when all the writers seemed to be writing their own books. And I thought, wow, maybe I could do it. And with their encouragement, you know, I got it out there, and I'm just happy I did.
I am so glad that you did. If you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Umholtz, and we're talking today with Kay Childs. She is a boomer who has started this new journey in her life as a book author. She's written a book, Life is a Dance, Who is Going to Lead? And Kay, you're just not a book author. You touched on the fact that you started this journey when you were teaching some dance at Furman University, but you also teach in our area. Tell our listeners about the different dances that you teach.
Yes. Well, shag is my love. It's a wonderful way to meet other people. It's a great way to stay in shape. It's a wonderful, healthy entertainment. I teach private lessons. I teach group lessons. All you have to do is give me a call, and I'm just happy to talk with you and find out what might be the best for you.
And can I go ahead and give our listeners your email address also?
Or phone number, whatever.
Okay, well, here is Kay's email address. It's K-K-A-E, HarperChilds@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
And it's C-H-I-L-D-S.
C-H-I-L-D-S. So mm-hmm. K-K-A-E, HarperChilds@gmail.com. And you can learn where Kay is teaching these different dances and about her book. Now, Kay, you have not always been a professional author dance instructor. What did you do before becoming one?
Well, I was a teacher first, and then I became a counselor, and I retired from Charleston County Schools in 2000. I was actually a career counselor, which is a combination of having a business undergraduate degree and a graduate degree in counseling. And therefore, I helped the students to decide what they might like to do when they graduated from high school.
Okay, so that is quite a calling. I think anyone who's in the education world and working with our young people, it's someone who has a lot of grace, and it has to be a passion and a calling for them. Is that what you felt about it?
I did feel that way, but you know, I even feel more about what I'm doing now. The first time that I stood up to speak, I felt that this is actually what I had been meant to do all of my life. So it was really a strange, wonderful feeling that this is what I had been prepared to do.
And what I really think is so neat about boomers now is you are not the first person to say that to
really?
Me.
Really? Really?
That it's this journey they've gone through their lives. They're not, I mean, they're boomers. We're not the same boomers as our parents were. And they weren't boomers. They were a different generation.
Right.
And we're not ready to slow down. We still have a lot of things that we want to do and to give our community. And that's exactly what you've done.
Well, thank you. And I feel not only, I don't know that I mentioned that I went through cancer myself. I went through cancer for my husband and his death. I've gone through children and grandchildren. And even though a lot of the times there were some painful situations, I think this is what helps us to grow and to understand each other. And of course, I've had a strong faith in the Lord, and that's helped me. And I think this comes through in my book.
Now, as a cancer survivor, are you speaking also to groups of patients that have cancer?
You know, I have not done that, but that's a good idea.
So, but you are out there obviously telling your journey through that, and you are so fortunate. You, looking at you today, you would never know that. You're just, I mean, you are healthy. You look wonderful.
Thank you. I feel wonderful. And even my children and grandchildren and friends say, we can't keep up with you. So I have an awful lot of energy, and I love what I'm doing. And I'm just thankful that I'm here. And I thank you for inviting me to talk.
Oh, and we're so glad to have you here. And I want to talk about the Shag, because I really didn't know that much about the dance until I moved to the Charleston area mm-hmm. 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what is fascinating to me now is the younger people. My youngest son is 17. Mm-hmm. They are going to Waterfront Park in Mount Pleasant
yep.
certain weekends, mm-hmm. and they're shagging.
Right. Well, I teach shag at the University of South Carolina, and I okay. have for 10 years, and it's a credit course. People sometimes think that's funny, but it is. We have an exam and all of that, but the young students love it, and it's so healthy. It gives them something to do besides stand around and drink. And so I understand one of the churches in Mount Pleasant encouraged all of their high school students to go to these parks. We have the Waterfront Park once a month. We'll have a dance, and they have a band, and it's just wonderful. They can get out and mix. Adults go too. It's not just for the students, but adults go, and we love it. And I think about all of my shagging friends, and it's like, you know, I consider them some my best friends, some I don't even know their last name, but we love to dance together. So the Shag community is a great, great community.
So boomers listening out there, when you have those grandchildren coming into town, your own children coming into town, and you're looking for something to do, take them to Waterfront Park and go shagging, right, Kay?
That's a good idea. And we have shag clubs in the community. You know, you can ask me about that when you call. Do call me. I'm just, that kind of gives a little bit about my age. I love the phone still. That's been probably the hardest thing to me about the about writing, is that the publishing world now is almost strictly computer. And that's probably been the hardest thing for me to switch over from the typewriter to the computer.
Now, did you, speaking about the publishing world, and I do want to touch on that because that was a new journey for you. Mm-hmm. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking with Kay Childs. She is an author of a book called Life is a Dance, Who is Going to Lead? And she's really quite the leader out there in our community as a dance instructor, focusing on lots of different dances out there, including the shag. And Kay, you touched on the fact that you had to use a computer to write this book. And before I forget, I want to give out your email again. It's kkaeharperchilds@gmail.com. kharperchilds@gmail.com. What was unique with your experience, Kay, about using the computer to write a book?
Well, one of my regrets, and I've had very few in my life, was
Isn't that a wonderful thing to say?
Well, it is. It is. But I was teaching at Middleton High School here in Charleston, and they asked if I would teach the first computer course because I was teaching typing along with being a counselor, since that was my background. And I turned that down. And I so often wish I had taught that first computer course because I would not be afraid of the computer, which is what I feel I still have a little bit of a fear, because I don't really understand it. So I go back to that wishing I had said yes. And I guess it's sort of like I teach all of my shag students. If anyone ever asks you to dance, say yes. So I should have said yes to that.
I love that. If anyone ever asks you to dance, say yes.
Say yes.
Well, but actually typing, I remember taking a typing course in high school.
Yes.
And that helped me with the computers down the road.
It does. It's just that it's still a little bit different. I sometimes say I just don't speak computers.
I don't speak computer. I like that. I don't speak computer.
Right.
I love that. Now, let's talk about Stone. Is it Stonecroft?
Stonecroft Ministries. What? It is a wonderful non-denominational organization that is actually out of Kansas City, Missouri, and it's worldwide. It reaches primarily women by way of luncheons and Bible studies, teaching them about the love of God.
Okay, for women of all ages?
Yes. Well, it's primarily adults.
Adult grown, so Bremer women.
Yes, and often the meetings are held in country clubs. I've been speaking throughout South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia in this past year and a half that I've been trained to speak.
Now, is there a local one here in Charleston?
We don't have one in Charleston.
So we need to start something.
That would be wonderful.
We've had Linda Waterman on our show in the past, which is how you and I reconnected recently.
Yes.
Because Linda has started something called Refreshed Women.
Yes, and I understand they have wonderful luncheons. Very similar, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Because Refresh Women, which is sort of taking a break right now for the upcoming summer, will start up again. But that's for Boomer. I call it Boomer and Beyond Women.
Yes.
That meets once a month at Liberty Tap Room and Grill. So listeners out there, if you're interested in that, we'll have that on the website as we get closer to the next Refresh Women. And I'll include it on my calendar of events. But it's wonderful.
And I plan to speak at that, too, in the future. I spoke for that group a while back, but I plan to do that again soon. It's a wonderful event. So do plan to do that.
And so with speaking in front of groups, is that intimidating to you? Was that a new...
You know, it was something I had a huge fear of, and I just conquered that, you know, with the help of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so he's been right beside me through all of these things, and particularly that. Like I said, the first day I stood up, it was like I remember writing on a piece of paper, I can do it, you know, with an exclamation mark. And when I got up, it was, like I said, one of the most wonderful experiences I've ever had.
Well, that's wonderful. And I can't believe we are pretty much out of time. I thank you, Kay, for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What a pleasure to be with you again.
Well, and sharing your story. And listeners, you can get a copy of Kay Child's book, Life is a Dance, Who is Going to Lead? Plus, she has an addition to that giveaway. What is it?
Oh, I'd like to give a free shag lesson to someone. They could either have a private lesson or one of my group lessons. And the book, Rebecca, is just $10. I'd like to mention that too.
Okay. All righty. So if they want to go purchase a book, they should probably email you directly. Is that right, Kay?
Email or call, or they can go to Amazon for Life is a Dance onto Kay Harper Childs.
Okay. So I'm going to give out that email again, kharperchilds@gmail.com, K-A-E, HarperChilds, CHILDS@gmail.com. And Kay, what number should they call to talk with you? And if they're the fifth caller, they can get a copy of the book and a free dance lesson. What would that number be?
843-886-9920.
I'm going to repeat that number. It's 843-886-9920. 1-800-799-9920. You can talk to Kay. If you're the fifth caller, you get a copy of her book and a free dance lesson. Thank you so much for being here, Kay.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Michael.